Well, I trust you had a wonderful Thanksgiving this week, and I'm sure there were all kinds of activities and things that you were doing. Maybe it was eating lots of food. Maybe it was seeing family and friends. Maybe it was going shopping. Anyone here go shopping on Black Friday online or in the stores? How many of you avoided it like the plague? Oh, wow. The overwhelming majority did. Yeah, we actually did go out on, if you can believe this, we went out on Thanksgiving night. There was one thing we really wanted to get, and it was on sale, and we saved a lot of money. But don't like doing that kind of thing. I can't believe still that the stores do that these days. But this is what it has become all about in our culture, hasn't it? About finding the good gifts on a good deal and getting them while you can. I did some looking at some ads here as Black Friday was coming up, and these were just some of the things I saw of the deals the stores try to do to get you out to come to their place. So Target had a PlayStation 4 for discounted off $100 down to $199. So kids, if Santa comes and brings you a PlayStation 4, it was not from Target. Although it could have been. Another thing I saw on sale was a TV at Best Buy, a 50-inch 4K Ultra HD TV. That's like the latest, greatest technology, which we will probably never have in our home. but it was marked like more than half price, down to $179 for a TV like that. That's a pretty good deal on a TV. Walmart, kids, you might like this one. Walmart had a trampoline half price. Half price. Look at that. That would be kind of fun. We did not buy any of those items, so kids, don't count on those for coming from us this year. But that's what people think of with Christmas and with birthdays. We got to find good gifts. We got to find them for a good deal and get them at our house. There's all this hype and advertising and craze about it. But we know that there's more to Thanksgiving than that, don't we? In fact, Thanksgiving isn't about getting things for ourselves. Thanksgiving is about the giver of good and perfect gifts. James 1:17 is the verse we're going to look at here today, and I'd like to have us read it together. So if we can get that up on the screen here. We're going to read this together so that we understand who is the giver of the gifts that we have in our lives. Let's read here, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. Every good and perfect gift comes from who? God above. We don't need Black Friday. We don't need deals at stores. In fact, we have the opposite problem. I read this week that an author said we all suffer from GDD. It's a disorder. GDD, gratitude deficit disorder. And the one way to cure all the complaining, all the criticism, all the selfishness that we have in our culture and even in our own lives is through giving thanks. We're actually going to take time to do that today. After just a few minutes of reflection on this passage from James 1, chapter 1, we're going to have time to publicly give thanks. We're going to have a microphone and go around, and I would like you to be thinking about ways that God has specifically blessed you in this last year, something that you'd want to give him public thanks for together, because God is the giver of good and perfect gifts. A couple of thoughts as we go, as we think about this passage. The first one is, what are the good and perfect gifts that God gives us? And obviously, we know that it's not TVs and trampolines and computers and toys. In fact, let's make it real basic. Let me ask you a series of questions to help us understand what God's gifts are to us. When you were born, what did you bring into this world? Nothing. Not even your own health, not even your own body. That was a gift already to us. When we die, what will we take out of this world? In terms of possessions and things like that, we will take nothing. As the old saying goes, there are no U-Hauls behind hearses. We take nothing with us to the grave. How about this one? What do we earn in this life that could truly be called ours? It's a trick question. And you're like, what do we say here? Well, we do work. We do earn. We do learn and grow and gain things. But can we ever say that they are ours? Well, think about it this way. Psalm 127 says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it." Who gave you the strength? Who gave you the health to be able to work and to earn? Who gave you the very life that you had? And who made all the things that you're even receiving? God. God is the provider of all things. And so many times we get that mixed up and we think it's about us. The breakfast that we ate this morning is from God. The clothes that we wear on our back this morning are from God. The family, the friends, the church that we have. Any understanding of God and His grace is a gift from Him. And add on top of that all the ways that He daily interacts with us, the ways that He answers prayer. Everything we have is a gift from God. Well, second question would be this then, another obvious one. Who gives the good and perfect gifts? And we know that it is God. Good answer. I heard some of you kids paying attention. James 1:17 said it's from God, but He gives some more specific information. He says that God is the Father of what? The heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. Have you stepped outside any time this week in the evenings or nighttime? We were out putting Christmas lights up on our house Monday and Tuesday after sunset. We got all the way into where it was pitch black, putting up Christmas lights. Yes, we put up a lot of Christmas lights. And the sun had gone down. It was clear, crystal clear skies. The fall time takes away all the humidity. And you look up in the sky and we could see all the constellations, Orion. You could see the Dippers. You could see the moon. It was a crescent moon, but you could see the outline of the dark part of the moon because there was so much light in the sky. God is the author, the maker of all of those things. He spoke them into being. God is the Father of heavenly lights, the sun, the moon, the stars that we see, and the vast expanse of millions of miles He holds right in the palm of His hand. God is that big. He is that strong. He's that mighty, as the kids' song goes. My God is so strong and so mighty. There's nothing God cannot do for you, right? He's that big. God is the Father of the heavenly lights. And He does not change like the shifting shadows. If you've been out in the daytime and you've seen the sun in the morning making a shadow this way, by the time it's the evening time, the shadow is going this way because it changes all day long. God never changes. I love that we sang the hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Probably my favorite hymn because it talks about God as this faithful provider and Father. Well, question number three is then, if these things are true, how should we respond to God? If He's the Father of heavenly lights, if He's the giver of all good things, how should we respond? And I hope the answer is not too difficult, because it's really not. The answer is very simple. We need to give Him thanks. Give Him praise for what He's done. John Piper is an author and a preacher, and he wrote this. He said, "Gratitude is more than delighting in a gift. It's about the gift, but it's more than delighting in the gift. We need to take the actual step to thank God for it." For example, if you give a 10-year-old an electronic game, he might just rip open the package and say, "Wow," and walk away and start bragging about how much better his game is than the neighbor's. He might not even give thought to the kindness that you did for him by giving him the game. He delights in getting the gift, but he's still an ungrateful child because his delight is not directed toward you, the giver. So gratitude is more than delighting in a gift. It is a feeling of happiness and thankfulness directed toward a person for giving you something good. Do you see the difference? We don't just delight in what God gives us. We need to actually take the step to give Him thanks. And it doesn't come naturally. Remember, we suffer from GDD, gratitude deficit disorder. We are wired selfishly. We want things for ourselves. Thanksgiving is an intentional act. And I hope that at some point this week you took time with God to reflect on what He's done. Maybe you wrote things down. At our family, our dinner on Thursday, we had a chance for all the boys and us to share together what we were thankful for. And we told them, don't just write down one or two things and share them, because that can stay kind of basic and general. We said, make a list of 10 things. And I wasn't sure how that was going to go. But these boys got very sincere, very meaningful, and made a whole list of things. And as they shared, we laughed and we even had tears around the table because of just hearing what God had done, what was meaningful to them in their lives. So we're actually going to have an opportunity today as a family to share what God has done and to give him thanks. The way we're going to do this, this has been kind of a tradition the last 2 years with us. We're doing it again this year. We're going to have a microphone that's brought around. Pastor Kyle's going to have one, and I'll get one too, Ken, if you can grab the other one. And you just slip up your hand. We'll come to you. And we want this to be a meaningful time here together. And just a note of time, just keep in mind that we want to get multiple people sharing together. And so don't take longer than, say, a minute. But don't go just 5 seconds because we won't get to join you in understanding the depth of why you're thankful for it. So let's share from our hearts. Let's share meaningfully. Let's listen. And as we do this, let's not just go, oh, isn't that a great story? Let's turn our hearts to gratitude and thankfulness to what God has done. So